Good morning, Ajay. Good morning, Lalita, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
That's the second time since you are really well connected with Auroville, and you always bring students from Queen's University of Regional Planning and Urban Planning, correct?
Correct. So it's Queen's University School of Urban and Regional Planning in Canada. And this is actually my third time in Auroville with my students. Mm-hmm. I have come here more than three times, but with students it is the third time.
So what is your experience? It's so good or what is...
It's a great learning experience mm-hmm. for my students. So what we do is try to work on a real world project mm-hmm. so that students get to apply their skills and knowledge they've acquired in the classroom and apply it to a real world situation, producing planning report mm-hmm. for a client with real needs. And I've been collaborating with Lalit in this regard. And the first time I came here, we did urban design guidelines for the Crown. The second year, we did sustainable development indicators for Auroville. And this year, we are doing a framework for community participation in Auroville. Mm. So all the three times, we did a different project in Auroville.
Mm. Since you mentioned the topic, as far as I understood, at least the students told me that you chosen the topic, right?
Yes, what happens? The topic is chosen kind of together. Mm-hmm. I have an idea, being from Auroville side, what could be the topic, which we have a wide range of topic which could be used for these purposes. Mm-hmm. We also see the student, those who are coming from this particular institute with their skill set and experience, what could be the most appropriate topic. So the topic is decided based on that. And also, in this particular case, there is an element of the time period also. When they start the classes and program in Canada, and they do the studies while being there, and then when they come here. So there are a few variables and factors based on which we finalize the topic together.
So the decision was from yours and from their side about the features.
Kind of the finalization, but the Auroville's need requirement, say I express, mm-hmm. it would be good to work on this.
For those who may be still not familiar with you so well, can you tell us shortly where do you work and what do you do there?
Sure. My name is Lalit and I am architect and urban planner. I have worked for a few years in Auroville's planning and development sector for many years. And nowadays I am quite engaged in some educational and learning oriented activities. So this particular activity for me is from that aspect. Auroville is a learning society. It aspires to be a learning society. So for a learning society to prepare itself for various aspects of its community life, whether it is self-governance, research, which charter says. So it is important for us to develop framework and also foster partnership from where we can get input. Mm-hmm. Not all the inputs may be easily, readily, appropriately available in Auroville mm-hmm. for many things. And we have a good history and record how we have collaborated with, let us say, the outside world. So many students, professionals and learners, they come every year to Auroville. So So this particular program is slightly different, more focused and very contributing to Auroville. Yes, not only practical, they really make a very different kind of contribution to Auroville as compared to many people, those who come, the students, they learn and they go away. So of course, what they carry with them is immense learning. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, if Auroville prepares itself, let us say some kind of understanding framework of its research needs, it would be helpful in the future. We know where to plug the young energy coming from outside. Mm-hmm. So it could be a very synergetic possibility from that perspective. So what these students have been doing, particularly from Queen's University, they happen to be coming in that category. So it's a very special relationship. They're contributing to your learning need, mm-hmm. which can help aid to your own process in different aspects. So it is in that sense, it is...
It's a mutual beneficiary
yes,
relationship.
Yes, very much so.
What is the feedback from the students?
Students love it. So, Auroville is a magical place.
Magical.
It has a lot of qualities that attract planners and architects from all over the world. A lot of experimentation, values, beliefs that...
Still a freedom to experiment.
Freedom, right? To experiment, but sort of that ideal environment for somebody to experiment in. Mm-hmm. That's actually very important. And so they enjoy working here. They enjoy talking to all the people. They come across people with diverse opinion, very strong opinions, all sorts. So several of them have commented, you know, that it is sort of a microcosm of the world outside, you know, everything compressed in a very small size community. And it's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Did any of those students also decided maybe to become a newcomer?
Not so far. Not that I know of.
And the knowledge and whatever they gain, you know, whatever the research they do here, is there anything they can apply also in Canada?
But I would hope so, definitely. So the research done here is application of all their research skills that they've acquired in the classroom. So it's really an application and in an international setting. So that's actually very beneficial to them when they go out for interviews in the job market. So it showcases how they were able to do a lot of work in a relatively short period of time.
It's 2 weeks, yeah?
2 weeks. But they work for longer than that because we start working while we're still in Canada.
Yeah, they can prepare already.
They come prepared.
Some service.
And under conditions that are... nothing quite like what they would have in Canada, right? So having traveled so far, you're tired, jet-lagged, you're staying...
climate is completely different.
Climate is complete. They actually enjoy it, you know, coming from minus 10 and going to plus 28 is quite enjoyable. Yeah. But, and all the kind of usual stuff that happens, you know, so power outages, sporadic internet.
Oh, and that was also the
rainfall this time. So these are very challenging conditions, and if you're still able to deliver an exceptional quality project to their prospective employers, that becomes very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I think they can draw the parallel, no? Because Canada is also really diverse when mm-hmm. it comes to population, yeah? From indigenous people to all kind of other immigrants, correct?
Right, but that's correct, that and planners are trained to deal with diverse populations, diversity in communities. Mm-hmm. So all that is very welcome. But still, one is not really 100% prepared for both either India or Auroville, right, coming from Canada.
So what is your experience, Lalit? I mean, I know that the previous two studies, they were really interesting and they actually had an echo in the community, but did we apply them on practical level?
Sure. I think it's a very important question. Application is a subject of our preparedness. So it is something which is more on our side as a community, our preparedness and resolve. Mm-hmm. So our planning systems, our decision making in general, not only related to planning, but mm-hmm. overall, it still is going through a very experimental and transition phase at various level. So to be able to plug something like this, to integrate it with various other projects, it needs, let us say, a very defined, a special kind of abilities to put it all together, mm-hmm. which sometime I have not been able to come across. If these inputs are, they can take it well and lead towards the implementation. Mm-hmm. On the other hand,
there was a feedback from recently that we are really rigid to certain things, that we got so many surveys and researches which were done in a good sense and they could be applicable, but we didn't use them because
yes.
we are stuck in some of our beliefs.
In a way, this again highlights the point about our decision making and moving ahead issues. Something related you could also see with retreat and many other ideas from where many ideas have been flowing in. So the bigger value aspect of some work like this is these works require a very methodological, sustained approach to come up. And most of the planning work is very comprehensive and very synthesizing. So we might not have that kind of either skill at times or that kind of availability of both resources and time to apply through and through to take it to the implementation stage. And our community priorities are also not something very clearly either expressed or listed in the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, or we should be developing these, building these. These are the infrastructure projects. These are the social inclusion projects. What are our requirements? For example, social space, having a social space where we all could get together and have a bit more of informal setting is one of the key priorities.
Yeah, lately so, we don't celebrate together.
Yes, I mean, we end up meeting in different meetings and meetings have agenda.
Yeah.
So it is not at all something, so we should have something different. There have been many projects which we have been hearing, like, for example, Solar Kitchen Plaza and few other things. But all these things have been taking their own sweet time, which some of us are familiar in Oroville context. We have our own decision-making issues related to planning and development aspects.
And it's not also easy because I think that when you got unity in diversity to really incorporate everybody, it's always somebody who doesn't like it, you know?
That is another factor which we have. I mean, that part Oroville has been experiencing, I would say, from day one. How do we go ahead with consensus-based decision-making? It's a fairly complex subject. But a topic like this, now if we just relate that topic with this, this particular exercise, this particular project, which is being done and almost now completed, they will be presenting on coming Saturday. It gives you a very good glimpse, a possibility how a complex topic like this can be approached. And that is why any collective activity would need a framework. I would say Oroville has been a bit poor in terms of working and developing and sustaining frameworks. Most of the collective activities have been happening in the field of, in a very small elements, small fires and flames, some activities, bit of an ad hoc manner, I would say, bit of an ad hoc manner, even if the topics have been of great importance. So shifting from that living practice and culture, which has emerged over a period of time, to go towards a new system, a new era, a new way of dealing with complex topics in a systematic way. So it is a transition, a choice which Oroville has to make. There is not much option also. So towards that, these studies act as a reference.
Sure.
So they make a great contribution in terms of making our population aware that this is an example how a work could be approached, a complex work, but in a very systematic manner. So they have that kind of value. Well, it is true, ideas take time to implement, so maybe it isn't that, but I think it is a seed activity also of a kind for the future.
The seed is planted, now we
raise something like that.
You are an urban planner too, right?
Right, so I'm an architect urban planner.
Yeah. How do you see Oroville? Because there are some critics that we didn't plan at all the city, now we're supposed to plan it, and which plan to take. If you're looking from outside, you know, like non-attached.
Well, you're asking me the most difficult question possible, right? I'm sitting in Oroville, you're asking me to comment on Oroville's plans. Well, I think the intent is good. Everybody wants Oroville to become
proper city.
Yeah, so you know, so that intent is correct. People have sort of good intentions, but like Lalit just said, you know, any to make it complete requires a consistent and sustained effort towards the same goal, and doing it in ad hoc manner, like project by project basis, may not be the correct way to do it. Like one should have, so there is this vision, but the roadmap towards that vision has to be created, you know, in a more comprehensive, sort of consistent approach to doing things. You know, if you if you need a road here and you consult with community and you decide whether or not to do that, that's good. But then what next? So next time you have to build another road, do you do the same thing all over again, or can you be more consistent? In our discussions with community members here in Oroville, and you know, some of them we did over Skype in Canada, and this thing came again and again, that there is sort of this fatigue in the community towards participation, because so many times, yes, so many times they are asked kind of same or similar questions, and they provide their input, they take the time to sort of think about it, reflect on issues, give their inputs, but then they don't lead to anywhere.
It was not applied, yeah?
Not applied. So you need to, so people should be able to see that, you know, whatever they are contributing towards anything, like it could be a planning project, a development project, a social spaces project, that it is leading to somewhere. Right? Or, you know, even if it takes time, they know that, you know, in 2 years or 3 years, this thing will get done. And if it's not done, then here is why it didn't happen. Right? So that's sort of very important.
Yeah, because now we're on the point, some things were done ad hoc. Yet, also the community is kind of, edgy to go forward, but how to go forward, and when you, I think the planners, you got the problem when to maybe apply and to spend some more time to do that exercise, how to really properly plan, then all of a sudden there are needs, which should be attended right away. So it's creates also the clashes, no?
That's true. I mean, that's planners all over the world deal with this on an everyday basis, right? So there are always some firefighting jobs. And planning decisions the world over are never kind of 100% popular. There will always be people who disapprove. There will always be people who don't want projects to take place for reasons both you know, individual and collective, but that's just the nature of planning profession. I would say that the students this year have done a lot of work. They have put in lots of hours into this project.
But it's also some kind of fun project, no?
It's
more fun than...
It's fun because they were out in the community and they did kiosk and all of that. So what I was about to say is that, you know, invitation to all the community members to come to MMC Auditorium tomorrow, Saturday the 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. If they could find time and come... see what we've done, give some feedback to the students on how to improve in their future careers, that'll be really appreciated.
Cool. So we're all welcome. And just the note, we're going to record, so somebody's missed it, he can still listen, but he cannot participate.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a feedback. Lalit, what is your opinion? What is your thought on this year's workshop?
I think I have what I also wrote in the news and note announcement. If there is a one topic which stands out from almost day one, apart from many other topics, it could easily be taken as community participation in planning and development. This is a topic which almost for last 40 years has been very alive because of the nature of issues. So if we work on this in a bit more systematic manner, as Ajay said, also in a consistent manner, and all our involved stakeholders and responsible working groups. For example, it was very good that we could see collaboration from Lavenir the Oroville as well as RAS. So even in the future, if you see these are the bodies, they will be engaged with such kind of work. So by engaging all of these bodies in this work, there is a hope, there is an anticipation that all involved people will see how a work of this nature is attempted, what are the steps and processes of that, and which kind of preparation is required. So these are very important aspects from the learning point of view. And we are a learning society. So if we keep ourselves open to learning these things, from, let us say, a decentralized system or a spread out system of living life earlier to a bit more systematic system, which is required now as the population and complexities may be growing. So it will help us. So it's a very timely, very meaningful contribution. And what they are offering after studying, they have done the studies all over the world as a part of their way of doing research, how community participation is managed, done, conducted all over the world. They have found out some important examples, some relevant example for Auroville. And they did all the extensive research based on the studies and input which Auroville itself has done. They met RAS, Lavenier, many resource people, though have some idea and something to contribute toward this. So what has come out is very, very meaningful. And if we take it further, what they are offering is, let us say, a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
We take it, we study, we modify whatever is required, and but we should use something. We should use it. So the main thrust here is, we should be now say willing. We should be willing to see the importance of this as well as to use the framework. So anything less than of a framework, it could be A kind, it could be a B kind. Anything less than a framework may not really work well beyond a point in the times to come. So framework could be a very good reference for everybody to relate. It can also build the trust. Okay, now we are following these steps. Framework says these are the steps to be followed for any project. And something like that, we can co-evolve, make it work
really
better.
Practically applicable.
Yes. So it has a great relevance in our today's, not only today's, even in the future requirements. Most of our decisions are taken collectively for that matter. So how do we figure out a way to do it in a proper manner? It is a contribution towards that.
It might be a step forward, no?
We all hope, and this is what we do, these things.
Thank you, Ajay. Thank you, Lalit.
Thank you,
thank you very much. Thank you very much.